We've got one of the largest allocations in the country, and I'm quite sure that the council will spend all the money they get, because particularly in the last number of years, it seems to increase year on year the amount of applications coming in from both elderly and people with disabilities. Certainly there has been an increase in demand for these kind of works right throughout the whole county.
You've spoken in the chamber in the past of the backlog of applications building up, and also concern at the amount that the applicants are expected to pay. Are you satisfied that this funding coming from government and the matching funding from council will help address some of those issues, and we'll see real progress made?
I would say it's a step in the right direction. Both from the government and from the county council. The council, obviously, through property tax and rates, and the rate space at the moment is very small, because there's very few paying rates now, if anybody, and the county, and the council has something up there, matching fund, and it's down to property tax, and you often hear people asking what you get for property tax, but that makes up the matching funding that the council has to do. So I do welcome it. A number of years ago, people were nearly having to come up with about 40-45%. Now that's well down. It's well down to the 20-30%. The amount that the government has allocated to the council, I have no doubt that we will spend that. It's a step in the right direction, and I think we need to keep trying to cut the amount that the pensioners have to pay towards it, and it will be well spent in this county.